March 31st, open to all, yet all are not willing. You can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide for the many who choose that way. But the gateway to life is very narrow, and the road is difficult, and only a few ever find it. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. On our journey today, we will walk through a very narrow passage. Though these words might have been borrowed from a pastor's Sunday morning sermon, they were not. Instead, they were from an older gentleman who was our tour guide at Mammoth Cave the day my youngest son and I were caving in Kentucky. The two-hour trip would certainly not challenge a true spelunker, but it was an enjoyable, leisurely father and son adventure. On one part of the tour, there was a narrow passage, and indeed the passage with its low ceiling was a challenge. It was so narrow and so low, some of the cave visitors were notified ahead of the tour of the difficulty. The narrow passage was the only way through this portion of the cave. Unlike the narrow passage at Mammoth Cave that eliminated some visitors from the tour, clearly God wants us to know His saving grace, and all are invited to join. Jesus shows us the entrance to His kingdom is open, yet He also reveals the way is difficult. The only thing that disqualifies us is our own unwillingness to fully submit our lives to the Lord, not age, ethnicity, history, background, or income. Unfortunately, those who are unwilling to take the narrow way of escape far outnumber those who are willing. Yet this is the only way of deliverance and rescue from the evil one. Lord, may my life be a beacon this day pointing to You and the hope You provide. I pray for those I come in contact with. May they see Your kindness, mercy, and grace, and choose the narrow way. Amen. But rescue us from the evil one. Thanks for joining me in today's devotional and a special time with the Lord. For more content, be sure to check out our blog at awakenthedawn.com. Follow us on our Instagram at awakenthedawndaily and Facebook at awakenthedawn. We also have a Patreon at patreon.com/awakenthedawn if you would like to support our work with Hope Village.